practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio today with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church with other Bible-believing Christians. And truly, it is my prayer that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. Let's begin the program today with that old hymn of the faith, Wonderful Words of Life. I love that song because that song speaks of the wonderful words of life that are found in the Bible, the Word of God. And I don't know about you, but I rejoice over the fact that on a daily basis, I'm able to get into the Word of God and read it and study it. And what a blessing it brings to my heart. Can you say an amen to that this morning? I trust that you are an individual who, well, you love the Lord and you love His Word, and that every day you'll begin that day with the Word of God. Read the Word of God, study the Word of God, because it is filled with wonderful words of life that not only will bring a person to salvation, but also bring a person to spiritual maturity. We need to eat the meat of the Word of God so that we can grow to spiritual maturity in our Christian lives. And I fear that we are living in such a fast-paced society today that many Christians don't study the wonderful Word of God like they should. And as a result, they are experiencing spiritual confusion and in some cases, spiritual immaturity. So I trust and pray, and I encourage you to see to it that you are in the Word of God every day and become blessed by the wonderful words of life that come out of the Scripture. Well, it's a delight to have you there by the radio today, and I do trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today somewhere in your area. If you are in the Altoona area and you don't have a good church to go to, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30 and tonight at 6 o'clock. And by virtue of the fact that this is the first Sunday of the month, this evening we will be fellowshipping around the Lord's table. And so I would invite you to come on out and visit us. Then, of course, every Wednesday night we have our midweek services. They begin at 6:30 with our children and youth ministry and our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock we gather together for a prayer meeting and Bible study. And during our Bible study time, Dr. Chris Davis is walking us through the book of Ephesians verse by verse. We are in the second year of that study, and he's doing a fine job in teaching us the Word of God. And we would invite you to come on out and join us at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening. If we can ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That is 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And recently we've been hearing from some of our media listeners, and we really appreciate that. It's an encouragement to us to receive a letter from those of you who listen to the program. And again, we would be delighted to serve you spiritually if we can do so. So if you have a spiritual need, contact us. We will pray with you. We will counsel you spiritually if we can do so. But we are here to minister to you even beyond this radio broadcast. So please do not hesitate to reach out to us, and we'll do what we can to help you in your walk with and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't know Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon His name and ask Him to save you. Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So call upon the name of the Lord. And you need to do that because the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And as I've said before, contact us here at the church, and if you have trusted Christ as Savior, we will send you a little booklet that's entitled, "Now That I Believe," that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. We would certainly be honored to be able to get that book into your hands. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank You for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio once again this morning. And You know everybody who's under the sound of my voice this very moment, and You know their spiritual needs. And it's my prayer that if there are any who do not know You personally through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ, that today will be the time of salvation for them. And for those who are saved, I pray that You'll use the broadcast to encourage them and strengthen them in their walk and relationship with You. But above all, Father, I ask for the leading of Your Holy Spirit so that that which is accomplished in this broadcast will bring honor and glory to your great name, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Now let's listen to another great old hymn of the faith entitled, How Firm a Foundation. And that foundation we find in the Word of God. Listen to this song today and be encouraged. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I'd like to read verses 1 and 2 with you, where the Word of God says, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Now, before I deliver a message entitled The Wonderful Word of God, let's listen to another song that relates to the Scripture, and that is simply entitled The Word of God.
The truth upon its pages always will remain. The Word of God will never fail you. Its timelessness is sure, and it always will endure. The Word of God is a light unto my path. Though the strongest men will fail, God's Word will last. Though nations rise and fall, God's Word outlives them all. It will stand the test of time, for its author is divine. I will proudly call it mine, the Word of God. Satan tries to stamp it out and to change it all about. But like a mighty fortress, it stands the battle's rage. The walls of earth may crumble and change with fallen man, but with each change, God's word remains, while kingdoms fade away. The word of God is a light unto my path. Though the strongest men will fail, God's word will last. Though nations rise and fall, God's word outlives them all. It will stand the test of time, for its author is divine. I will proudly call it mine, the word of God. Though nations rise and fall, God's word outlives them all. It will stand the test of time, for its author is divine. I will proudly call it mine, the Word of God.
If you have a copy of God's Word handy, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I'd like to read with you verses 14 through 17, where the Apostle Paul is speaking to his spiritual son Timothy about the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, where the Apostle Paul says, as he is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And by the way, when Paul says there to Timothy, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, he is talking about the fact that Timothy had a godly mother by the name of Eunice and a godly grandmother by the name of Lois who taught him the Word of God. And we see that as we continue our reading in verse 15, where it says, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. And there are four things in that passage of Scripture I want to highlight with you this morning as we focus on the wonderful Word of God. First of all, the effect of Scripture. In verse 15, Paul says to Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. As a child, Timothy heard the Holy Scriptures as taught by his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. And it was the Holy Scriptures that brought Timothy to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, we know that Paul discipled Timothy, as it were, but it was through the teaching of the Word of God from his mother and grandmother that Timothy came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the effect of Scripture. It brings people to Christ. You know, down through the years, I've heard people say, I'm praying that so-and-so will come to Christ. I am praying that my child will come to Christ. Well, that's a good prayer. But along with that prayer, you need to give to those people you're praying for the Word of God. It's the Word of God that brings us to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have children at home, don't just pray for them. Don't just take them to Sunday school and church, but teach them the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that will bring them to faith in Jesus Christ. If you are praying for a friend, maybe you're praying for their physical need or their spiritual need or whatever the case, teach them the Word of God. If they're not saved, the Word of God will be used of God to bring them to Christ. If they are saved, the Word of God will be used of the Lord to strengthen them in the things of the Lord. But the effect of Scripture is that it brings people to salvation. You know, Nancy and I, that's my wife, we have three boys. And two are twins, and then one was born 15 months later. All three of them trusted Christ as Savior before they were age 6. Why did they trust Christ at such an early age? It's because we taught them the Word of God. And they came to Christ, and today all three are living to serve Christ. So the effect of Scripture is that it brings people to Christ, whether it's people in your family or others that you know. So do what you can to get out the Word of God. Secondly, we see the authority of Scripture in verse 16 of 2 Timothy 3, where it says in the first part of the verse, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Inspiration of God. That word inspiration is an interesting word. It means God breathed. And what that teaches us is that when Paul and Peter and Jeremiah and Isaiah sat down to write, they didn't write what they wanted to write. No, they didn't sit down. In fact, as Paul was writing to Timothy here, he did not sit down and say, now what should I write to Timothy? No, the Spirit of God led him to write exactly what he wrote so that when Timothy read it, he knew it didn't come just from Paul, but it came from the Lord himself. That word inspiration means God breathed, and it's the fact that God kept his word free from error by those who, as it were, penned, literally penned as human beings, the word of God, the Scripture. We turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21, and we find these words. It says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved, that is literally driven by the Holy Ghost. When you and I pick up the Bible to read it, we are reading, yes, the words of Peter or Paul, as it were, but ultimately, we are reading God's Word. You see, God revealed His Word to the human authors by the Holy Spirit, but then God kept His Word free from error through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And when you and I pick up the Bible and read the Word of God, it's then the Holy Spirit of God who teaches us the Word of God that we might grow in Jesus Christ. But how we can thank the Lord for the fact that the authority of the Scripture is not Paul and Peter and Isaiah and Jeremiah and the rest of the 40 human authors, but rather it is God Himself, for all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Thirdly, we see the prophet of Scripture. In verse 16, the second part of the verse, gives us four areas in which God's Word is profitable. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Now, doctrine, you'll note there, is the very first item mentioned. And I think that's significant. You know, we live in a time when people don't want to hear doctrine. I remember a number of years ago, a TV pastor must have been falling short of sermons. And so he said to his audience, he said, if you have a sermon you want me to preach, send it to me and send me the topic of that sermon, and I will preach it, but don't send me doctrine. Well, friends, doctrine is the most important thing that we need to have before us. And in this passage of Scripture, where it speaks concerning the prophet of Scripture, doctrine is mentioned. Now, you'll say, Pastor Gary, what is doctrine? Well, it is simply the teaching of who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And that ultimately is why the Word of God is given to us. And so if we want to know who God is, what God expects, and how God operates, then we must be in the Word of God. But secondly, we see the prophet of Scripture is that it is given for reproof. That means it's the Word of God that shows us when we are wrong, shows us when we are in sin, shows us when we are in spiritual error. And that's why it's important for us to read the Word of God every day. Because it's possible that we could have an attitude or an action or an activity that's sin, and may not know it unless we read from the Word of God that it is sin. And so it's the Word of God that will show us when we are in sin and reveal to us what sin really is. But then thirdly, God's Word is profitable for correction. That means God's Word sets us up straight once again after we have fallen. And so if perhaps we've fallen into sin through sinful activity, it's the Word of God that will bring us back into a right relationship with God as we read and study and then obey the Word of God in our lives. Finally, the profit of the Word of God is that it gives us instruction in righteousness. It's the Word of God that teaches us how to live righteously. We are living in a day and age when there are many books written on the Christian faith, and that's fine. But what I have found in my ministry is that a lot of Christians spend more time reading books about the Bible rather than the Bible itself. If you really want to be instructed in righteousness, sure, you can read somebody else's book if you want, but make sure that your basic reading comes from the Word of God, because it's the Bible that gives that instruction in righteousness. That's the prophet of Scripture, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Finally, we see the result of Scripture in verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3, where it says that the man of God, that's the Christian, that the man of God may be perfect, that means spiritually mature, truly furnished unto all good works. What is the result of the Scripture? Well, the result of the Scripture is that it thoroughly furnishes us to all good works. In other words, it's the Word of God that teaches the child of God to be the person of God that God desires him or her to be. We will never grow spiritually. We will never be truly furnished unto all good works if we are not spending time in the Word of God. But when we spend time in God's Word and obey it and apply it to our lives, then God will use His Word to make us the Christian that He would have us to be. God's Word is wonderful. We see in this passage the effect of the Scripture. It brings people to Christ. The authority of Scripture, it's given by the inspiration of God. The profit of Scripture, it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And the result of Scripture, it truly furnishes us unto all good works. Spend time in God's Word. Drink the milk of the Word of God. Eat the meat of the Word of God. And grow up in the things of the Lord. And watch how God will bless you. And watch how God will use you. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. Now go to church today and worship the Lord with others of like precious faith. And until next Sunday morning at this same time on this same radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.